Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. I made you wait for it because that's what we do in radio. It's called a tease. People have called me a tease before, Megan. It's all right. Let's see here. The 2016 election, you say you have evidence. It was fraudulent. It was stolen. Go.
Right. And I've been researching, investigating voter fraud in the 2016 in Nevada since last November. When I saw the numbers, because we basically got our clocks cleaned here as Republicans, we lost incumbent seats, but we're not a populous state. We're not densely populated. So 1.5 million votes maybe were cast. Donald Trump lost 27,000, and there's only two counties that drive our representation. That would be Reno up in Washoe County and Clark County, which is down in Vegas. So I noticed that there were taco trucks on every corner. That was literally an initiative put forth by La Familia Vota, La Raza, and other left-wing illegal immigrant activist groups to register voters. Also, an illegal immigrant who's a DACA member by the name of Astrid Silva was tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote. So I'm wondering, well, why are all these illegal aliens registering voters? I mean, I think that's odd. Is it illegal? Well, absolutely not. It's not illegal, which is surprising.
In fact, it's encouraged. So, go on.
Right. Yeah, taco trucks in every corner. I'm sure they're checking for citizenship. Could you show me your citizenship with the side of taco? Sure. So we start doing FOIA requests here for our Secretary of State and our Registrar's Office and our DMV, because we, in 2 years, have given out about 60,000 driver's licenses to illegal aliens. So we requested a month-by-month breakdown, really, of the total number of voter registration forms of legal and illegal aliens submitted to the office from the DMV to the Clark County Registrar's Office, and a different, you know, month-by-month breakdowns of how many illegal aliens they removed from the rolls and the registration, et cetera. And we literally got a written response back from the Registrar's Office in Clark County, which is the largest, and it says, we do not have access to any database which can identify legal and illegal aliens in our voter registration system.
Now, how is that possible? I mean, how would they not know? I mean, how can they just say, well, anybody that registers is good to go? Do they know that they're from California or Mexico or anywhere else? They don't care.
Nope.
Bizarro.
That we operate in Nevada under an honor system, where it is the voter's responsibility to verify that they are eligible to vote.
They're being asked. Just hey, whatever, just vote. You know, you're good to vote, right? Sure, why not?
Sure. Why not?
Nobody ever checks. Does anybody go back and check?
No, because they don't have access to the database that could show them whether or not the registered voter is legal or illegal.
That's
a citizen. Let's just put it that way.
Completely bizarre.
Is that bizarre? Yeah, it's bizarre. So one of the most powerful lawyers in the country has this document that I'm talking about, which is the response from the Clark County Registrar's Office, which is basically the Harry Reid Registrar's Office. That's what I call it, because he basically owns every single employee there.
Right.
He also owns the Secretary of State of our state, who happens to be a Republican, but she doesn't care. And so we have to have a political will, and we have to have the Election Integrity Commission, which was, I think, still active, headed by Mike Pence and Chris Kobach and Hans von Spakovsky, J. Christian Adams, et cetera. We need to have them set up an office in Nevada. And we need to have the federal government intervene. We also need to have a lawsuit filed. How can you, Steve, answer me this question. How can you certify the legitimacy of an election if you cannot certify the legitimacy of a voter?
You can't. That's how, if you can't certify the voters as being legitimate voters, you can't certify an election to be anything legitimate. You can't.
Correct.
I mean, and the same thing, you know, let's don't lose sight. I've realized what you've got in New Hampshire, but the one that sticks in my mind is New Hampshire, which was by far the closest of any of the states at 1,500 votes, I believe it was. And they had something on the order of 6,000 or 7,000 people that registered same day. Now, in Nevada, the law is that if you register same day within a certain amount of time, 60 days or something, you have to become, you know, have to get a driver's license, establish residency. Only a few hundred ever did that. Meaning 7,000 people, give or take, voted in New Hampshire, 6,000, never did what they were supposed to. Hillary Clinton allegedly wins New Hampshire by 1,500 votes, and yet it doesn't look like that's necessarily true.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton won by 27,000 votes. By 27,000. And that doesn't look necessarily true either. And people think that, you know, you need a landslide in order to win election. No, we actually had Republican incumbents that lost by 200 votes. We had a
200 votes
yesterday. 200 votes.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do about it going forward? Okay, so nobody's going to overturn the election results of 2016. It's not going to happen. But what do you do going forward?
Well, that's a good question. I have a conference call with a couple powerful people on Tuesday morning. Like I said, one of the most powerful lawyers in the country actually has the Orange County, Clark County registrar's response that they can't identify legal and illegal aliens. So we're going to have to come down with the force of the law because we do have the law on our side. And so we just need to make sure that we enforce it. Because if our Secretary of State or our Attorney General or our governor, who all are Republicans, don't care to enforce the law, it is up to the people and the citizens of Nevada to make that happen.
I wish you the best of luck there, because I think that whatever happens in Nevada, if you're able to get traction, if you're able to get attention, some visibility, then it'll resonate across the country that, hey, these kind of shenanigans, these kind of schemes, we're not going to let them fly going forward. I'll give you the last word, Megan.
I would encourage anybody listening to do an FOIA request with their registrar's office or in Michigan or your Secretary of State and ask how they determine the eligibility of voters. They can go to ReaganBabe.com. They can contact me. They can go to my Facebook page and find the story. And they can really copy our FOIA request verbatim.
There you go. Megan Barth, always a pleasure. ReaganBabe.com, the place to go. Have a great Thanksgiving. Great story. I greatly appreciate it, Megan.
No problem. You too. Thank you.
Megan Barth, everybody, to start your day. We'll be right back with some final thoughts.